All right, everybody, welcome to Hot Shots on Maryland Heights. You guys ready for TMA Live?
What?
Hell yes.
What?
Hell yeah.
Look at these gals, they're scared already.
I think they're turned on.
You think so?
Oh, very nice. All right.
They nurses?
There's some mics at the table.
Jennings, here's your cue in 3, 2, 1. Your cue for your read the thing.
Tim's got it.
I didn't know.
Or Tim can read it.
Right. Jennings, I think you have the more dulcet tones.
TMA Live. All right, hello, you ready?
3, 2, 1.
TMA Live, presented by Bud Light, is taped before a live studio audience.
Welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jay Randolph Jr., and Doug Vaughn. Live from Hot Shots in Maryland Heights, it's TMA Live, presented by Bud Light, with a special appearance by Timberfake, Ryan Kelly, and Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. Broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Tonight, Doug, we are on the road for TMA Live at Hot Shots Dorset. Yes. Look at this wonderful crowd of Patriots.
Oh, it's a fabulous crowd. All
yes,
of the Patriots.
Sir.
Mike Lee right in the middle.
Yes,
right
with a table full of ladies, and he just keeps pointing at them on the off chance I wouldn't notice.
Yeah. He's making his move.
He is a smooth dog. He is a smooth dog. Lovely crowd here. I noticed that Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man was in the opening billboard. I don't know if that's a new sponsorship deal or what. I'll check the books tomorrow. Timberfake and Ryan Kelly will be here, and Jennings tonight. They will sign the contracts to make it official that they will get in the squared circle for the battle on Broadway, February 17th at South Broadway Athletic Club.
Epic evening, I'm sure. We remember the last time that your organization put on a bout.
Yep.
With the train issues and Iggy right. and producer Joe going down in a stunner.
Yep.
To Timberfake. I saw Action Dave Jackson, who is here.
His trainer.
His corner man. And Dave said that he has to believe that Timberfake will be in better shape than he was for the producer Joe fight.
Wow.
Now, he went on to say Ryan Kelly could be Sugar Ray Leonard, but we'll have to see.
Doug, it's 5 2-minute rounds. The undercard is 6 amateur bouts. Doors open at 7 p.m.
Wow.
Bouts get underway at 8, and we expect Timberfake and Ryan Kelly with the strap on the line to get in the squared circle around 10 p.m.
Well, the early money was on Ryan, I think, but these reports we're getting from the gym about Timberfake.
The commitment.
Really being ready to go. He's got a puncher's chance.
He will be here to sign the contract, and we will see Ryan Kelly here tonight to sign the contract. And we also have, I didn't realize the caliber of games for listener interaction that we have tonight.
Well, this is no little operation you're running.
I guess so, Jennings. I kind of fancy it as a hack operation, but now I see we're giving away a pair of Bon Jovi tickets this evening.
Wow. So.
Yeah, there was kind of a rumble in the crowd, Doug. Do you hear that? A murmur.
Yeah. Ooh, my God. Real prizes. Ooh,
and then also a pair of tickets to Guns N' Roses tonight.
That's Guns N' Roses, not Guns N' Hoses.
That's right.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, here's a murmur again. Oh,
so initially, you know, Iggy came up to me right when I got here, and he said, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to get anything for Foot Fetish Friday.
Right.
And what I kind of feel like might be in play is if we took a pair of these tickets and put those on the table for one of these wonderful women to come up and participate in Foot Fetish Friday, that perhaps that would be enough of a motivation to get us a Foot Fetish Friday. Jennings, I don't know.
I think it could work if we've got the right person in the audience that wants to...
She's a frisky lesbo.
Absolutely. Okay. If she wants to see one of those people in action, maybe she'll show us a little action a little later.
Yeah, okay. I guess I was going to say we will decide which pair of tickets would be more desirable. I don't know.
Maybe we can let them decide.
But we'll let them decide. That's what I thought. You know, this is a democratic organization.
Yep.
Pro-liberty is really where I am. Doug, you say it all the time. You're pro-human nature.
I don't really say that.
And this is an opportunity to display that. So I don't know if maybe that would get the ladies up here, Mike's table. Mm. You know, it seems like they're not as interested.
They're kind of moving a little bit away from Mike, right. And I know that's surprising.
All right, now he's moving in.
He's moving in. That was not a... Oh, I wish we had a camera on that. Oh, oh, she just kind of went, what?
Buck Swope is here. He's a shutter spook, you know, but he's got his camera. There it is. He's right. He's right there. He's got his 590, the boy.
Get a couple of shots of Mike, would you, with the gals?
Yeah. I wonder if they know who he is.
I don't know.
Carly, his love interest of the moment,
yes,
brought in a gift for Mike.
Whoa.
So Mike will get a chance to open that up. Whoa, what's going on? Now he's waving it off like it's a fair catch situation.
He came up before the show and wanted to know if I had heard about how upset Penny was about the new situation with Carly.
Wow.
And I said, what about Sarah? And he said, Sarah's moved out of town.
Right.
It's okay.
Off to Huntington Beach, apparently. We're
absolutely.
Bowling.
Nice deal.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I think I'd rather be here.
I'd rather be in Huntington Beach.
Especially tomorrow.
So we have all of this here for you. It's TMA Trivia, Guess the Guest Edition. It says, I'm going to give three contestants facts about people who've appeared on the show either regularly or recently, and the listener who can name the most wins. Now, I don't know if we went to Buck Swope for this, or if we went to the Seamaster, because Swope...
Official historian.
I mean, I'm telling you, he goes into things I'm still not sure have happened. But
right.
Swope has studied this show. And then we also have 80s Name That Tune Redux. Iggy hosts, as two listeners compete versus me to identify these 1980s tracks. To level the playing field, listeners only have to provide the name of the song, while I have to give the name of the song, the artist, and guess within 2 years of its release.
Well, the year problem is we know you'll have no problem.
That's kind of my thing.
Doug, he knows years like nobody else.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a Rain Man thing, I think. The prize is either a pair of tickets to Guns N' Roses or Bon Jovi, whatever is left over, if we do indeed do a Foot Fetish Friday. We have Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, Iggy's Drops of the Week, and our Hot Shots Email of the Day. What a jam-packed presentation we have for our audience as a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots is on the line for our Hot Shots email today. Now, what are you pointing to, Jenny?
I was going to have Injun Joe's caveman get me a Budweiser because I didn't want to bother Doug.
Now, he's too busy getting some ketchup, yeah, I've noticed.
Ketchup. Don't get it on Timmy's computer.
Oh, sorry.
No, he's the boss.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, there's a little...
Yeah, a little water. Come on, Doug.
So here's what we got going for you. Jennings, a show for the ages. Yep. I know Ryan and Timberfake are planning on being here at 7 o'clock. We don't want a Mitch Blood Greed situation, so I think they're coming in from separate entrances.
Good idea.
So, yeah. But other than that, we will have them sign the contract, and then it's just a matter of counting down to this bout on February 17th at South Broadway Athletic Club.
I have had some people inquire to me out at the Rock Normandy how they can get tickets for the bout. Would you just outline for everybody what, because I know it's going to be an in-demand ticket.
Yep.
I'm sure a lot of these folks are going to want to get theirs. What do they need to do?
They're going on sale at 8 a.m. Monday on InsideSTL.com.
Okay.
$50 a piece. We know it's going to sell out.
Yep.
So we were thinking about, because every dollar from ticket revenue, once we cover our costs, so for real, every dollar from ticket revenue, 100%, I'll swear in a blood oath on that, is going to one of the three charities that are going to benefit from this, Catherine Cares, Three Little Birds for Life, and Friends of Kids with Cancer, of raising the price, but I told people it was $50, and so we'll keep it at $50. Because Jennings, I think we could probably sell them for $100 a piece because, again, Doug, it's guns and butter. Supply and demand. Guns and butter.
Okay.
Supply and demand.
All right.
Because I think
you don't
only
have to make a little graph with your hands.
I think only 400 or 450 will hit the open market.
That's not many.
I know. And so I think these things are going to go quickly. I'm going to receive a lot of hate mail on Monday, Jennings. You can count on that.
Okay.
But we're gonna take that money. And it's going to go to three charities. And that's Ryan Kelly putting it on the line. Now, Timberfake's putting the strap on the line. And, Doug, you think he might have a puncher's chance.
Well, are we going to have any kind of official weigh-in?
Yes. We have a Hot Shots TMA Live on the night before.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Now, this thing, Jennings, we got the board together, and we really went through the nuance of putting this spout together.
Did you?
Yeah.
And how about the judges?
We have judges. We have sanctioning we had to go through. We have to get insurance.
Yeah.
Fight doctors, not Jerry Punch, but actual doctors.
Ferdy Pacheco.
Ferdy Pacheco.
I'm not sure Ferdy's available. I don't
think so. And then, you know, when the South Broadway...
This is the real
deal.
This
is it.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan's been training for a couple months, and now Timberfake has gotten real serious, kind of like a Rocky II scene where Adrian's in the... intensive care and says, win, Rocky.
Thank you.
And that was a wake-up call. And you know what he did? He caught the chicken neck.
Yeah, he did. He ran after it with Apollo.
That's right.
Did.
Yep.
Well, I think that was Rocky III where they started making out in the ocean.
Yes, it was. That was they sure did.
You ever use that scene?
No, I don't.
Okay. These are just things I wonder.
I understand.
Seamaster is coming up to 10 to Ice Cube.
They're
falling over. Doug, the dais
didn't have
getting
to do that at 101, did you?
So that's the itinerary for tonight. It's the BP credit card, 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. So the first thing I want to do, because I think we're going to have a line for it, is I will put to the female listeners, Jenny, because you're still not doing male foot fetish Fridays yet.
Absolutely not.
But we will put it out there. If there is a lady who would like to participate in Foot Fetish Friday with Jennings Randolph Jr., we will give you the choice of a pair of Bon Jovi tickets for their upcoming St. Louis concert or a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets for their upcoming St. Louis concert. It's on the line. Now, if nobody wants it, then it goes to the trivia. But if somebody wants those tickets,
let us know.
Let us know, and you can come up here and experience sweet, sweet seduction.
I'm going to try and get our lovely server, Abby, to help us out with Foot Fetish Friday tonight.
I have not met Abby. Where
Abby,
is Abby?
Hey, Abby,
she,
where did Abby go?
You're a fan.
Notch.
Abby.
You're a fan.
Yes.
Abby, would you come up here and say hi to Tim, please?
Like they're beckoned. Like I'm Joffrey. Hi, Abby. How are you?
She's great.
You're a fan. Do you know Jay?
Yes, we know each other.
Yes.
Would you be interested in participating in a segment for the program? Doug will tell you about it in a second.
I wouldn't do it.
And if you were to participate in it, we will give you a pair of either Bon Jovi tickets or Guns N' Roses tickets.
Can I sub somebody out for myself?
Jennings, that's up to you. You're the one that's going to be participating in
it. It'd be a shame, but who would it be? Because I think you'd be awesome. Myself. All right, well, you work on it if you
just
can't.
The only rule Jay has is his standards are relatively low, with all due respect, of course, is that person doesn't have a penis.
Yeah. Can't do that, so don't do that to me. Don't do the bait and switch.
Right.
I don't know.
You don't want to participate?
What's your issue?
I'm pretty sure.
How do you feel about your feet?
Oh, now Doug,
how do I feel about my feet?
Yes, how do you feel about your
feet? I think I have pretty feet. Yeah.
Well, then what's your issue?
I thought Hot Shots girls weren't allowed to do this.
I'm friends with one
reasonable
of the key people.
Who are you talking about, Jay Boyd?
Yeah. You mean, I'll text Jay Boyd.
It's a reasonable concern.
Yeah.
No, it's a legit concern.
She's been told by management, don't participate
I
in this creepy
told,
show.
I was told otherwise.
You were told otherwise. Well, there you go. We don't want to put
right
you in a spot where it would be insubordination. That's the last thing we want to
do. I'm going to think about it all night, though.
We got to get some of our lovely Hot Shots customers up here.
All right, if you can find one, that'd be good. We got the tickets, the whole thing, but, boy, you'd have been neat.
So we're already
and
in
you know
trouble.
It, and you know it.
We're already in trouble with the law up here.
Yep. Yeah, be cool. It's the law.
Well, plus, it was handsome when it started it. Emo 6.
Sorry about that.
If I was
unaware
here,
of the rules. Winter rules.
We don't want any insubordination. So if that gets cleared, Jennings, you're in the game. If it doesn't,
we'll do it. We'll be all right.
We'll have a bounce back. I'll tell you what. Here's what's going on.
Yep.
Friend of the show, Caden Cross, is going to come back to St. Louis like Jordan. And she is anxious to participate in multiple shows.
She's the best.
Including a Foot Fetish Friday.
Perfect. Maybe we seem to do well with our bounce back.
Yeah. So, you're coming off of Ariana Marie.
Yeah, it was hard to top that one. I actually did a show today on Sirius XM.
And they brought it up.
And they said, what is this thing on YouTube? Who is Ariana Marie? And I said, she's a friend of the family. That was a good one.
Doug, that was one for the ages.
Yeah, it was. Jay seemed to enjoy that one.
I did.
Although you enjoy all of them, actually.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Seca and Kitten Navidad.
That was a different one. That was a different one. Buckle.
They called that an alumni game.
They definitely call it Veterans Committee.
All right, so there it is, Doug. What a show we have for the audience. TMA Trivia will be our first listener interaction, followed by 80s Name That Tune Redux.
Mm.
And this will come along with Timberfake and Ryan Kelly seeing each other for the final time before they weigh in at Hot Shots on February 16th, and then they get in the squared circle.
Whoa.
On February 17th. It's all presented by Bud Select Unreal. All right, it's time for TMA Trivia. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to Bon Jovi.
Mm.
Three listeners can step forward and participate. Guess that guest edition. I will give three contestants facts about people who have appeared on the show either regularly or recently, and the listener who can name the most wins. The prize is a pair of tickets to the upcoming Bon Jovi concert. Seamaster, Buck Swope, Iggy, Plowhawk, whomever.
Gather those contestants.
Gather the three contestants. Bring them forward, if you would, and we will have our TMA trivia. It gives me an opportunity, Doug, to tell the audience about Harry's razors. A lot of people notice that my skin is soft like yours. Seamaster, do you have the binder with the did you give that to me? Nurse, Nancy, Chasey,
no.
Lane? Oh, it's in the copy. I apologize. Thank you very much. Seamaster's
nice job,
on top. That's me. I'm having a number of errors. But my skin is soft, and the reason why is because I made the switch from my old razors. They don't want me to name the company, so I won't, out of respect, but to Harry's, and it is a game changer. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet. Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you pay at the drugstore. Harry's has weighted ergonomic handles, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip with trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and travel blade cover. They are so confident. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. That is it. Plus, as a special offer, fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com right now, and enter promo code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, promo code INSIDESTL. All right, Iggy, bring forth our contestants, and we will have TMA trivia. Is that the match game?
That is match game.
I believe it is.
Yes, yeah. It is. Doug's friend Gene Rayburn, host.
You're Gene Rayburn?
I was
match
sweet
game
on Brett
75.
Nice.
With Doug Vaughn.
Nice.
Tim McKernan. Jay Randolph Jr. All right, thank you very much.
And Iggy. Like
and Iggy on the mic. Gentlemen, your names, please. Our contestants, Doug.
Hipster or Tower Grove?
That's a hipster Tower Grove sound.
Vile, vile, vile.
H-O-T.
Is he allowed to play?
His name appears many times in this here suspension log. He'll be keeping an eye on you.
And then there's a gentleman with a free Dota hooded sweatshirt next to him.
Yeah, Mayor of St. Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Mayor of St. Chuck.
Mayor of St. Chuck.
Free Dotem, Doug.
I don't think so.
I don't have a name. I'm just Nick.
And Doug, that's Nick. Just
all right.
Nick.
All right. We got one normal one out of the three.
Nick got dressed up. He wore a tie.
Yeah.
Straight
yeah.
from work.
Doug, our listeners have jobs. You think they're prisoners? Look, they're here.
He stumbled into this.
All right. Mayor of St. Chuck, because you're wearing a sport coat, you get to start first. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Hipster Tower yeah. goes south. And because you're suspended so much. Let's see. What do we have here? Are these in here, or Iggy, do you have? Oh, here we are. I apologize. Question number one for you, hipster of Tower Grove South, with a pair of Bon Jovi tickets on the line after the aggregate scoring system. An Alabama alum. She's not bullish on Nick being chosen as the lead for this season's offering of The Bachelor. Hipster of Tower Grove South, the action's on you. If you don't get it right, it goes to the mayor of St. Chuck.
I knew you were going to ask this question, and I don't remember her name.
That speaks to the caliber of the listener, that they know the question's coming.
They can't get the answer.
Still didn't know. Didn't take the time to look it up. Nothing.
I was busy thinking of texts about Doug.
Well, I appreciate that, guy.
So now do we pass it on?
Yeah. Are you fading? You're fading. All right. Mayor of St. Chuck, an opportunity for you.
Nicely done, Emo.
Alabama alum, you said.
Alabama alum. Not bullish on Nick on The Bachelor.
I would get a multiple choice, but I can't remember her name off the top.
Well, this is a big opportunity for just Nick.
Yeah. I know she's big on Clay Travis's stuff, but...
Mayor of St. Chuck doesn't know, just Nick.
I don't recall her name as well.
Doug, there it is. We go over three.
Sir.
Now, can we give him an initial and see who can blurt?
No, I want to be consistent on this. Right. Anybody in the audience? No.
Not a soul.
No.
Not a soul.
I wonder if the Seamaster knows. He booked her. Or was that Higgy who booked her? Maddie Lou Chandler, boys. Maddie Lou Chandler. I believe she was on 2 days ago. Doug, wasn't that?
She had three.
I knew that she had three.
If I could give you a point for that, Mayor of St. Chuck, I would. I can't. All right, action on you, Mayor of St. Chuck. Question number two in a scoreless game. He lives in Athens, Georgia, and founded Deadspin. He lives in Athens, Georgia, and founded Deadspin.
Doug, you ever been to Athens?
I have not.
Between the Hedges.
Good spot. Good spot.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there twice.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself for not knowing this. I know it. It's just,
if you knew it, you'd tell us.
I know. Right. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I'm not going to waste any more
time. An opportunity for just Nick to take the lead.
He doesn't know it either.
I'll say Clay Travis.
No, that's not a bad guess, but that is not it.
At least we know.
Hipster of Tower Grove South with an opportunity.
Is it Will Leach?
It is!
Nice.
Hipster of Tower Grove South. Hipster Tower Grove South now has a 1-0 lead. All right, just Nick, the action is on you. An expert on fantasy football, she once told Doug that, quote, the world is your oyster as a bottom, end quote.
Lisa Ann?
That's correct!
Nice.
My God,
nice.
If the guests were like from a year ago, we're good. Anything within the last couple of days, though, it's a problem. So
Lisa Ann.
Are you a fan of hers, Jennings?
Of course.
All right. Question number four.
This is like Julianne a little better.
Wait, who got that one? I was looking down. I didn't even,
Just Nick.
Just Nick off the street.
Oh, okay.
Boy, there's a short-term memory situation going on.
Part of the whole TMA life.
I was writing down the
what are you doing?
I was writing down the score sheet just to be accurate.
Question number four goes to the hipster Tower Grove South. He had a memorable cameo in the film Old School, plus ordered himself McDonald's drive-thru during an interview with us.
I know who it is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then tell us.
Right.
Yeah, you can see him, can't you? You can see that face.
I'm going to have to put you on the clock, sir. And in five, four, three.
James Carville.
Yes, well done. Hipster at Tower Grove South. That's a nice point. That's a nice point
nice
to get.
Point. Okay.
That's like a par where you had to scramble, Jennings. You'll take that.
Very nicely done.
Question number five. This adult film star is into ink, but not hot footplay.
Oh, it's terrible.
This adult.
Too.
Now, the mic is in the hands of the mayor of St.
Chuck. He was there. He's got it.
He started off with it.
Right. This is question number five.
Don't argue with Jim.
Don't snap right. at us.
That's in the operating agreement. This adult film star
Bonnie
is into
Rotten,
ink.
Bonnie Rotten.
Wow. Doug, everybody's on the board
now.
He was there. Everybody's on the board now.
Sure.
Just Nick, question number six. This Hall of Famer joined us before the Blues season opener last year. Doug asked if the NHL would consider 4-on-4 play full time.
Right.
This is Just Nick with an opportunity now. 2-1-1 is the score, but Nick can tie it up if he can get this Hockey Hall of Famer correct.
Obscure player, though.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of them in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Brett Hall.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Action now on the hipster at Tower Grove South. A chance to take a big lead.
I remember this because he's a good-looking guy.
Mm.
And it's Wayne Gretzky.
Wow. Hipster at Tower Grove. Nicely you might
done.
Be handing him a couple of Bon Jovi tickets, Doug.
Well, I don't have the tickets.
Question number seven, hipster Tower Grove South. The action is on you. This 60-plus-year-old dominatrix remarked to Doug that, quote, next time you're in New York, your ass is mine.
And I don't want to ruin it by saying too much.
Right. That's how most people handle trivia contests.
Other than getting it right.
Right, of course.
I'll pass.
He's going to pass. Now an opportunity for the mayor of St. Chuck.
Passed.
Iggy is directing traffic out there with the mic speaker. There's an audio-visual situation.
Nice job, Iggy.
Mayor of St. Chuck with a mug of beer and his eyes closed and wobbling.
And the totem hoodie.
I can't remember.
No.
Now an opportunity for just Nick.
No clue what her name is.
Just Nick doesn't know. Doug, Mr. Vivian or Sandra La Morghese.
I didn't remember that.
All right. Action now on the mayor of St. Chuck.
All right.
His 30-for-30 debuted in late 2016, but we asked him about French fries. Mayor of St. Chuck, the action is on you.
Mm. Yes, I remember this one.
Yeah.
He fell asleep. You all right?
The mayor, the guest. Can you repeat the question?
I can't remember it.
All right. The action now is on Just Nick.
Come on, Nick. Repeat the question?
That's a good strategy.
Yep.
Buy time. His 30-for-30 debuted in late 2016, but we asked him about French fries. It could be so many people. That's the problem.
Oh, it's coming to him.
Now it's coming to him. It's amazing to watch our listener's thought process. Mm-hmm. You can actually see the brain working.
Mm-hmm. It looks like he's at the spelling.
That'll help.
Come on now.
Nick, I'm going to have to put you on the clock. I'm sorry. 5, 4, 3, 2, One, no, and
you know
now the mayor of St.
I just can't think of his name for some reason.
Well, that's an important part of it. Hipster at Tower Grove South. Now he's going in the tank as well.
He doesn't have it either.
Yeah, I'm not going to come up with it.
Doug, the answer, John Daly. John Daly.
J.D.
I think most of the these three guys are listening to Bernie, and they just flip over to us, and they happen to be here tonight. Yep. That's what I think is
not surprising.
That's what I think is going on. All right, now the action is on Just Nick.
All right, then.
A noted Mets fan and atheist, she dropped a free dotum at the end of her post-election appearance on the presentation. Just Nick. A noted Mets fan and atheist, she dropped a free dotum at the end of her post-election appearance on the presentation.
I'll go with Jill Stein.
No, I'm sorry.
Presidential candidate.
While she was trying to get the recount in Wisconsin,
Jill Stein.
She made a case on our show.
I don't think this vileness has reached the White House yet.
Hipster at Tower Grove South.
Yeah, I'm going to be mad when I hear it. But, so I'll pass and let him get this.
Mayor of St. Chuck, do you know it?
Would that be S.E. Cup?
Yes. Yes. Doug, what's our score through 9 questions?
3-2-1.
3-2-1. Yeah. Hipster Tiger of South, you're in the lead.
Yeah.
Question number 10. We have 20 questions, Jennings, just so
nice,
you know.
Nice.
Question number 10. He's one of our favorite sound bites and called in when his friend Butch Patrick initially bailed.
Oh.
What is Cal May?
That is correct.
Nicely
that
done.
Is correct. Calvin May gives the hipster Tower Grove South his 4th point. Mayor of St. Chuck. This one was booked by Iggy while the Seamaster was on vacation. She was Tim's inaugural up-and-coming adult film star. It's a nice question here.
This one's in my wheelhouse. That'd be Jill Cassidy.
Very nicely done. Sure. Start talking porn, and all of a sudden the brain starts firing.
There they go. Boom.
Right. His eyes lit up.
Very active on Twitter, by the way, Jill Cassidy.
I've had to mute her.
I did, too, last night,
I
actually.
I had to mute her.
It's too much, even for a sicko like me.
Her and Romy Rain, I had to mute.
I'm not with Romy, but I...
But for as active as Blair's Bananas is... I like her work.
Well,
her saturation is working for me.
What could she possibly do
don't
to be too much for a sicko
it
like
is,
you?
Don't worry
it
about
is
it.
It's really active. Question number 12. This goes to Just Nick. He's the American University grad who joined us to build momentum for an eventual St. Louis city and county unification.
Oh, no, that's a tough one.
It was just within the last 4 days.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but to remember his name would be tough.
Well, sure. He had like 1,400 followers. I think
you could almost give the first name on this one and see if they can get the last name.
I'm not going to come up with it.
First step's admitting it.
Hipster of Tower Grove South.
I got to tell you, that was a great interview. She had a lot of insight.
You just can't remember who it is.
And I missed the introduction.
Right. No one's going to remember.
I don't know.
It was a great interview.
Mayor of St. Chuck, you were so quick with Jill Cassidy. What about the person trying to save our city?
Will that be Blair Williams? No.
Blair Williams. I'd give you a point for that, Doug. It's at Blair's Bananas, so nobody's going to get Jake Hollander.
Yes.
Jake Hollander.
Jake, no one would get that.
Question number 13. At the end of last year, she was Iggy's white whale before he booked her.
Well, she'd had a lot to drink that night.
She's stripping in Miami under another name, last we heard.
Iggy's white whale?
White whale.
Reminder, this is my wheelhouse.
Yeah. The mayor of St. Chuck's sitting on this. Hipster, I'm going to have to put you on the clock. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't.
Mayor of St. Chuck.
Know your porn stars, Lana Rhodes.
Oh, Mayor of St. Chuck.
It's tied up now. 4-4-1.
4-4-1. Just Nick, you might get mathematically eliminated soon.
You look good.
He's all right with that.
All right, here we go. This baseball reporter's last appearance on the program was marred by a political disagreement with Doug.
Doug. Mm-hmm.
Jeff Passan.
Jeff Passan is correct, Mayor of St. Chuck. And he has taken the lead.
He thought he'd stumble onto the Rush Limbaugh show.
Number 15.
I can understand.
This former Raiders executive chatted with us regularly throughout the Rams relocation saga and has become a Tim Lemming. Doug, most women do.
Yeah.
Just Nick.
I don't know her name.
Just not even interested in the competition anymore. No,
can I get back to my
stumbled
table?
Into the place.
What's the consolation prize?
I do agree that it's a woman. But I also don't know her name.
He agrees it's a woman. Mayor of St. Chuck, an opportunity for you to take a commanding lead now.
I know she's not in porn. But
yeah. I know. I was going to say, if I'd seen her naked, I'd remember.
Okay,
but,
easy.
I can't remember.
Doug, the answer, Amy Trask.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Trask. Question number 16.
16.
He had less than 10 followers on Twitter when first appearing on The Morning After. Now his red sweater is world famous.
Layup.
Hipster of Tower Grove South. This is a 2-foot putt. Jennings would give it to you.
Layup. Come on now.
Ken Bone.
Yeah, Ken Bone is correct.
Right. Nice man.
Doug, what do we have here? 5-5-1.
5-5-1. Oh, yeah.
Mayor of St. Chuck, an opportunity for you. A former quarterback. He might be Tim's biological father.
Another layup.
Joe Theismann.
That is correct. Yep. 6 points now for Mayor of St. Chuck. Uh-huh. Just Nick has been mathematically eliminated. Now we'll let you go because that way everybody's even.
You stay.
She's on NFL Network, but don't ask her about Brian Hartline. She's on NFL Network, but don't ask her about Brian Hartline. Doug, you're a big Hartline guy.
Right.
And I'm she still rattled from not coming up with John Daly.
He's been a mess now. Yeah. An opportunity for you, hipster of Tower Grove South.
I'm not good at sideline reporters, so I don't know.
It's all right.
Mayor of St. Chuck, huge opportunity.
Has she been naked?
Doug?
Well, Doug? I'm sure she has, but not on our show.
Okay. I don't know.
Doug K. Adams.
Yeah, hey, K.
Hey, K. Adams. Yeah. Do you think she named herself after Diane Keaton's character in The Godfather, in which the scene right after Carlo was made consolari? I think she named herself right there. Hey, K. Adams.
Hey, K. Adams.
Yeah, very possible.
All right. Nick, thank you for participating. You have been mathematically eliminated. God bless you, sir. Now, these two gentlemen are playing for Bon Jovi tickets. And, Doug, our score?
6-5. Mayor of St. Chuck out in front.
So you absolutely have to get a point out of one of these next two questions because it's question number 19. Hipster of Tower Grove South. He famously asked, is Tim here? During a non-TMA interview. Looks like Mayor of St. Chuck knows it.
John Mozeliak.
That is correct.
Right. Right.
And so now the Mayor of St. Chuck, you can win it right here. If you do not get it correct and the hipster of Tower Grove South gets it correct, he's going to Bon Jovi. Jennings, this is what it's all about here.
This is why you do the show.
Good luck to the porn king.
Porn question. Yep. Porn question. Yep.
Two loyal listeners.
Absolutely. Considered by the cat to be an absolute delight, this professional athlete takes pride in providing very brief post-game remarks. Wow, wow, wow.
Lance Lynn?
Oh. That is correct, and you have just shipped TMA trivia and two tickets to Bon Jovi. I believe the great Dan Packer has them. He says the Sea Monster has them, and he does.
Very impressive.
Two tickets to Bon Jovi. Mayor of St. Chuck, would you like to make any remarks about your victory?
Well, I hadn't seen Lance Lynn naked, right. So it was really hard on that last one. So.
Doug, your thoughts?
I just hope you enjoy the concert. I've given up at this
point. Two good guys.
There it is. Mayor of St. Chuck. And look, they shake hands. It's first class. Mm-hmm. The sportsmanship.
Well, at least until the contract gets signed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That was a nice price. That was probably $100 ticket.
At least, man. Yeah. Two tickets to Bon Jovi.
Doug, buy local and help the St. Louis economy. The Appliance Discounter is the largest locally owned appliance company in the area with 6 great showrooms. Appliance Discounters have reduced the price on every appliance in their stores. Doesn't matter what kind of sale the competition's offering, Appliance Discounters is always lower. Plus, unlike the big box stores, Appliance Discounters has their own service department. No calling 800 numbers if you ever need service. The Appliance Discounters, where our savings are your savings, coming soon to Concord Plaza on South Lindbergh. Go online at theappliancediscounters.com.
KFNS and Inside STL Listener Rewards. Support the sponsors and save while they last. Friendly South County is offering $50 in gift certificates for just $25. Is that right? Friendly South County with the best fried chicken in town for 50% off. And all I have to do is log on to InsideSTL.com and click Listener Rewards.
Friendly fried chicken in the oven is a treat.
Well, if the copy says it, it must be true. Get it while you can. $50 in Friendly South County for just $25 at InsideSTL.com.
When you get a really good night's sleep and you wake up the next morning, you just feel better. You can take on more. It's just the best that you can be. How do you get a better night's sleep? It's a great question. The guys at Mattress Direct have products that are designed to help you sleep at the ideal comfort, support, and temperature. And now they even have a smart motion base that tracks your quality of sleep all night long. And you get a report on your cell phone or tablet with overnight and over several nights. It measures your time of sleep, your time in deep sleep, as well as your heart rate, respiration rate, to give you personalized information about the way you actually sleep and tips on how you can sleep better. Mattress Direct is a St. Louis-based company with now 15 showrooms. Just opened one in Alton, Illinois. They're on both sides of the river. So no matter where you live, there's a Mattress Direct near you. You get the best deal at Mattress Direct. It's STLMattressDirect.com. It's STL because they're from here. You can find them online or call 314-4DIRECT to get your mattress direct.
Orion Kelly and Timberfake in the building. I know we're dealing with traffic.
My man Adrian Vesper's here.
He is. He's talking to Alvin Mack, yep, who is security for the situation. Well, I know Ryan Kelly. Let's see. I'm getting text, so that could be from Ryan Kelly. Seamaster, let's see. Okay, I just got your text. Doug, we have more to come here because we have Iggy's Name That Tune, and that's when we're going to give away a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets. So this is big doings here. Two people are going to compete against me
right
in 1980s.
So
Name That Tune.
Can you win or... whoever gets the highest total from them, what's the story?
I will not be winning.
I mean, I know, but you could win legitimately.
If I win, I would donate the tickets to Blair's Bananas.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
It'd be nice for her to come in.
Yeah.
She'd go to the brew house and then go to the concert.
I think she would. So that is what we're going to do next here. So Iggy Seamaster, if you would, we need two contestants, a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets on the line for this one tonight, and you're playing against me in 1980s, Name That Tune. Yes, Seamaster.
Tim, if I can chime in for just a second.
Of course.
I think since the listeners just have to name the song, and many of the songs will eventually have the title in the lyrics, I think we should probably have people buzz in on this game using their name.
I see. All right.
Because we do have two wireless mics.
Don't overthink it, Seamaster.
If the Seamaster thinks it's the right move, you know it's the right move. That is a yield to the Seamaster. That's all it is.
Iggy, I think that gal in the back wanted to play the blonde.
Is that right? She does. Okay, yep. So Iggy's got her. Now, is that for Foot Fetish Friday, or is that for 1980?
No.
She waved that off.
I don't blame you.
And Iggy wanted me to let all the couples here tonight know that he lives 2 minutes from here, and if they would like to go back to his place for what he calls an MMF, he is making his apartment available this evening.
Thank you, Iggy.
So that's also in play. Just another perk of being a listener.
He does seem to have a frisky prostate this evening.
Clip that off.
Doug.
People are bringing Doug presents.
People are bringing Doug gifts. Is that a mouse pad to sign?
It is.
Interesting.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Somebody made a mouse pad of three pictures of Doug.
Ew.
And it says, give me that daddy butter.
Absolutely.
Wow.
How do you feel about signing that?
Honored.
It's almost an endorsement.
Yeah.
I'd like to have one for myself.
You could sell those, Doug, down at the station.
Yeah, you got to get into the marketing. All right, so we have one female competitor you're in, ma'am. And Iggy, do we have another competitor?
Iggy?
Where's Iggy? Where did Iggy go?
Oh,
you're in. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought you two were...
He just wanted Doug's autograph, too.
Yeah. Are you two together?
Oh,
all right. So no matter what, then the family goes to Guns N' Roses.
I don't think anybody else want to play. Does anybody think that's fair?
I don't know how fair that is, I have to say. The hipster town or South,
done.
You've already
you're
competed.
Done. You're done. Yeah. One time.
Somebody's just yelling. Mike. Mike, you already have a segment coming up when you open Carly's gift.
Right.
And I have no idea what's in here. I feel like it could be a horse's head. Doug, that's from the film The Godfather,
yes,
in which
Tim
Carlo
has to be mentioned.
You know the show.
Tim.
Mr. Schmaltz.
Yes, Andy.
The lovely Kimberly, who's here with the hipster of Tower Grove South, might want to play. Does Kimberly want to play? Sure she does.
What's going on with you, Andy?
I'm just trying to round
people
up.
Maybe you should let them play together against
you guys. Want to play together against another couple, Doug?
Oh, no,
this could be an MF, MF, M.
A swingers type situation.
Right.
Iggy's got somebody?
All right, Iggy's got somebody.
All right.
There
we go. Okay.
All
right. There we go. Oh, nice. We have production. Doug, this is what it'd be like to be on FM.
I think we got a couples match.
Yeah.
Wow, this is great. Yeah. A wonderful couples match.
Love it.
Well, there's a whole lot of production.
Nice job, Emo Six.
Doug, how long do we do the...
I don't know how this adds to it necessarily.
I think it helps.
Trim some time off the show, which is always good.
Iggy and Mike.
All right, Iggy, what's going on? Because you're hosting this. I'm competing now. And we ought to introduce our contestants. Ma'am, sir, your names are?
Aisha.
Dwayne.
Aisha and Dwayne. And your names are?
Mayor of Missouri.
Missouri doesn't have a mayor.
Mrs. Mayor, the
I run unopposed.
The First Lady.
Doug, that's the mayor of Missouri.
The First Lady.
And the First Lady against Dwayne and Aisha.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Tim. I'll be competing against you. This is our host, ladies and gentlemen, Iggy Strode.
You may know him from Aidenism. How you doing, Kenny?
You need more beer or you got
right now. We may get more a little later.
All right, here's how this works, Tim.
All right.
kind of a change.
Oh, wow.
Well, Sea Monster was right because eventually you're going to hear the title of the song. Right. The song. All you guys got to do is name the artist.
Name the artist.
Timmy has to name the artist, the name of the song, and within 2 years of when it was released.
The year's not a problem. Harper's going
down. Nice.
Where's Alvin Mack?
Alvin Mack is security. Alvin Mack is security. You played with Alvin Mack? Afton Cougars. Afton. Sea Monster's an Afton guy. It's a big Afton night here at Hot Shots on Dorset.
You can kind of feel it in the air.
Yeah, you can. All right, Iggy, well, you take it away, sir. You are the right. Wink Martindale.
All right, who's first? This couple's first?
Well, I thought we buzzed in. Plowboys down.
Plowsies, get away from the weed.
No, we'll do just how you did that. No okay. guess. If they don't know it, it goes to them. If they don't know, we go to another song.
I yield to you and the Sea Monster and the Plowhawk.
Then if they get it, then you would get the next song.
So all right.
That's the way it works.
Doug, you understand?
No, not at all, but I'll keep score.
Doug, right. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Here's your first song. You just got to name the artist.
Guns
who's
and Roses
the song,
tickets.
Right?
More production.
Rockwell.
Nicely.
Wow, wow, wow. Now,
nicely
Doug,
done.
If I can enhance it, because I just want to kind of show off, that's what I like to do.
Wait, what year was that?
If somebody's watching me, Rockwell, I'm going to go 1983?
84.
It's 84. It.
God, Dwayne, you threw me off. I was seriously was going 84. Don't get in my kitchen, Dwayne.
This Dwayne's going to be a snoot for
you. You think so? You think he's a problem?
Yes, sir.
I said right. Get Alvin ready.
God bless America.
All right, it's up to you guys.
The first couple of Missouri.
Right. Yes.
The Greitens family.
Need a place to stay tonight. I'm right down the street. All right, name the artist.
Bangles.
Wow, wow, wow.
They didn't even need the song to be played yet.
They did nothing.
This is going to be a great competition.
They named that song in like
Walk Like an Egyptian 86?
Wow.
No, he's unbelievable.
86.
All right.
He's sick right. with the years.
All right, good,
a bit
good.
Different than the last time we played.
Yeah, that. Well, Plowhawk chose the most obscure songs.
I think I made them too easy.
Now, this is Timmy's.
Now, this is on me, and I'm playing for Blair's Bananas.
Right.
That's who I'm representing.
That's nice. It's like a telethon.
Yeah.
All right, Timmy. Name of the song, artist, and year.
All right. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. God, 88?
87.
Ah, it still counts. I still get the points. I still
it's
get the, Doug, I still get the points.
Okay, I'll give you a point.
That's good for Blair's Bananas.
Dougie's right. Sick.
You got it's one point.
Do you think Blair's Bananas likes Guns N' Roses?
I don't have any idea who plays.
Depends
bananas.
On the feet, probably, but maybe.
They got penises. She likes it.
Okay, Iggy.
All right, you guys are up. 1-1-1.
Doug, Dwayne, and Aisha are up next.
Aisha. I see I think I know this.
This might be in your wheelhouse, Doug.
We know the song.
Dwayne, Aisha, you know the song. Then go ahead, but you don't know the artist. Oh, my word. Iggy, how do you handle this as the host?
You don't know the artist?
You're the Jack Cullen of this.
I know the title, but not the artist.
I need the artist.
Artist.
He's very firm on these rules. Doug, we might just play the whole song, and that'll kill more of the
fun.
All right. It goes to you guys. Can you name the artist?
The Go-Go's.
Nice.
That is correct. Yeah. Nice. A big point there. I'll go Our Lips Are Sealed, Go-Go's, 1982.
You're unbelievable. 81.
I want to get it right on
it's
the money,
just
though,
silly.
Doug. I
just silly.
All right. Now it's now a chance here for the first couple of Missouri to take a lead.
They're already in front.
Well, I know, but a two-stroke lead.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, no, I'm very good.
REO,
correct.
Oh, boy.
It's REO Speedwagon. Boy, I don't know.
Maybe if you let him play it a little more.
Yeah, I know.
80.
Ooh, wow. That one got me. Keep Doug, pre-82, I'm vulnerable. Yeah. I'm vulnerable before the Cardinals
you
won.
You knew that song, Doug.
I did know that song. In fact, REO Speedwagon stayed at the same hotel that the baseball team that I was on was staying in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Some people don't realize how good a baseball player Doug was.
Well, I didn't say that. I just remember that
you struck out Tom Seaver.
Their bus
no, he
was
hit
there.
Tom Seaver. He went raked him.
Went yard on Tom Seaver.
I want to make Gary Ritcraft, the guitar player for REO, my first man crush.
Doug, there's a little
you had
information.
A man crush?
Man crush on Gary Ritcraft.
That explains the frisky prostate.
Thanks for sharing.
That's what a game show host does. He weaves in little yarns and then goes right back to the game.
Timmy, you're up, right?
All right, yep. All right, I got it. It's David Bowie, Let's Dance, 83?
Right on the button.
By the way, for people that aren't on the fan pin,
yeah,
Iggy's number one male vocalist of all time, David Bowie.
Iggy, have you been catching a lot of flack for that selection?
Not the selection. It's just that I didn't have Sam Cooke.
Or Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye or Ray Charles on my list. And
Marvin Gaye didn't make a top 30?
I'm not a fan.
Right.
It's my list.
How can you
I don't
not
like
be a fan of Marvin Gaye?
That's exactly what I said to him tonight.
Yeah. Sitting on the dock of the bay, not my cup of tea.
No, that's more than that. That was more than that.
Back to Dwayne and Aisha.
Three to two
now
to
that
one
you know that
two?
The host of the program does not like Sam Cooke, Ray Charles, or Marvin Gaye.
Do you like another
this is
band
not a
treat?
Culturally biased contest. I just want that on the record.
Do you
Poor
like,
Thompson Coburn has do, to be called.
Do you like another bad creation who, of course, did? Aisha.
How many times have you heard the Aisha question, Aisha?
Aisha.
All the time.
I yeah. would imagine 1992 had to be a tough time.
So good.
All right, here we go.
In all fairness, there were a lot of white performers I didn't put on that list either.
Right, okay.
Sure. You don't have to backtrack.
Sure, Iggy.
Wow, Jennings.
Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper is correct time after time. God, 85?
83.
I still get it, but I'm surprised. 83 on that, wow. Kind of disappointed in myself.
So that's
what's our score, Doug?
3-2-1.
Well, I wasn't really counting your scores. Should I be counting
your scores?
But you're Blair Williams.
Okay, well, you got that one, then you have three.
Right.
No, yes.
That wasn't Timmy's song. The only
part about it. Thank you. Sea Monster's still
here. Sea Monster's on it.
Stinky Vile's got it.
Stinky Vile.
Well, I don't know when to give you a point.
Just keep giving me points so we get Blair Williams here.
Right. So she can come in for the show.
3-2-2.
That's the official score. All right, now the first, the Greitens family. All right. Jennings, I have this one. Yep. I have all three on this
Bananarama.
One.
Bananarama.
Yeah, they got it. The Greitens.
Bananarama, that's four.
Cruel, Cruel Summer, and because it was tied in with the Karate Kid,
oh,
I'm
wow.
going to go with 84.
Oh, sweep 84. The leg.
Yeah,
sweep
yeah.
the leg.
Yeah, I feel like I should get points for these, but I don't, and that could hurt us, because I think the Greitens are going to wind up going to Guns N' Roses, and Blair's Bananas is going to be stuck in San Diego as opposed to St. Louis, and God, what a bad beat that is.
Tough deal for her.
Yeah. All right, action's on me.
You ready? Number seven.
I got it. B-52's Love Shack, 88?
89.
89, damn it.
You know what? You were like 10 years old in the 80s.
He's unbelievable. Don't matter.
I know, but I still feel like I should have gotten that. I remember, Doug, I think I was at a seventh grade party. Jeff Parrott's basement's house. He owns Ferrato's. Jeff Parrott.
Nice place.
You know, oh, yeah. You know.
Were these on your mixtape by pizza. Chance?
No, it was not on my mixtape. That was until the early 90s when I continued to not get laid. Thank you. I heard a female laugh. Aisha liked it. Thank you. I don't know where it came from.
Aisha.
I don't know if Andy's got a laugh track now.
You are the girl that I never hated.
It's kind of the sound of a cackling hen.
All right. This is... You guys are up.
Right. You go.
Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah, there it is.
Nicely
Dwayne
done.
And Aisha. Doug, Dwayne and Aisha.
Yes, Big T got that one.
Katrina and the Waves. I mean, Walking on Sunshine. God, I'm gonna go 86.
Uh-oh.
Although I don't think it's 86, but it gives me the two way range that I think can help me make sure I get the point.
Honor.
Oh, I don't.
83.
Oh no! Wow, 83.
What'd you say?
86.
It's the last time we heard.
Like half a year.
It's the last time we heard from her is 83.
Wow.
All right, Katrina. Yeah, I guess when I picture the video, that makes sense. It's not 1986 video.
All right, we have five left, and the score is what?
What do we have? Sea Monsters on it.
Yeah.
It's a 4-3.
4-3-3.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for participating.
All right, you guys are up. You're up 4-3 to 3.
The Greitens.
Yeah. The Greitens, yeah.
Come on now.
Rick Springfield.
Thank you.
Oh, there it is. Jesse's Girl, 82?
81.
81, I get it. All right.
Silly.
Yeah. All right, action's on me. This Greitens family can't be stopped.
No, they can't. They want to go bang.
Yeah, they do. What do we got?
Number four.
It's on me, right?
Yeah.
Sweet Dreams, Eurythmics, 83.
Wow. 83.
Yes. Sweet dreams are made yes. of these.
You're seeing something special,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, tonight you're seeing. It's like.
Kreskin.
Who shot the 59 today?
Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas, Alabama.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back to Dwayne and Aisha.
Dwayne and Aisha. You guys are two down.
They need this one, Iggy.
Yes, they need a bunch of them, actually.
You got any hip-hop?
Yeah.
Blondie.
Gabby Harry. Call Me 81?
80.
Ah, I still get the point, but I feel like I got to be better, Jennings.
Oh, you're pretty good.
I'm going to go back to the training camp. Back to the Greitens family.
There they are.
If look, the Greitens, if you guys get this, I think it's all over.
Oh, is that right?
They'll be up by two, I think.
Yeah, but then I won't. I'll be only. What do we have here? I need to.
Come on,
it's 5-4 right
five,
now.
Four,
the Greitens
lead. 5-4.
Aha!
That's correct. Take On Me 86.
85.
Ah.
He qualifies. Yeah, he qualifies.
That makes it 6-4-4 with only one question left. So,
they have won.
I don't think
won.
It's six.
Uh-oh, Doug.
Uh-oh,
all of a sudden.
Discrepancy.
Uh-oh.
I got five.
Uh-oh.
Doug's got five.
This is like Dustin Johnson with a questionable stroke.
USGA. Yep.
Well, you're not paying attention. I go with CMOS.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
Who's got six?
Wow.
I always have six.
I've only
six.
Got them at five.
That would be... Yeah, because nobody's missed anything yet, and it's 6-4.
All I'm telling you is this scorekeeping is costing us Blair Williams in St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, my.
That would be 14.
And the city's going to be in an uproar.
Let's just see if you can get within one. Last song.
All right.
Oh. Bonnie Tyler, Turnaround Bright Eyes, but then it's named something else also. Thank you, Dwayne.
Nice job, Dwayne.
Eclipse of the Heart, right?
Yes, total Eclipse of the Heart.
83?
Oh, man. The guy's
all right.
He's sick.
Doug, there it is. But the Greitens family is going to Guns N' Roses. Congratulations to the first family of Missouri.
They represent the state well.
Dwayne and Aisha, although the scoring is certainly called into question.
Get some of my beers.
If I'm Dwayne and Aisha, I file a grievance. I will on behalf of Blair Williams at Blair's Bananas. But in the meantime, Seamaster is handing them tickets.
They're going somewhere.
Dwayne and Aisha
thank you.
Have
thank
conceded.
You,
nice going, Eric.
How you doing, girl?
Thanks.
What's that?
It's not Amber.
Oh, well, I wouldn't frame
Ashley,
it.
Ashley, Abby.
I know. Well, thank you.
Abby.
What's going on, Jenny?
I can't get her name. I want to call her Amber. She's Abby.
Abby.
Thanks for playing, Aisha.
I'm just going to start calling you Neat.
Doug, there's two different shows going on at each end of the dais.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break.
Well, that
BP credit card, 7 o'clock
fun.
Hour. I'll tell you, this Plow Iggy Monster, they put together a lovely presentation for us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Mm.
I see Timberfake is here, and the man is wearing a tie.
He's got a new
he
look.
Means
he looks,
business.
He looks fit.
He does. He's been. He's the train and the prayers and the vitamins.
You notice
he looks like Anderson Cooper.
I don't know that I would
kinda
say
does.
That, but you notice who's with him.
It looks like he has a lady friend.
Uh-huh.
It is a girl. Is Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic.
She was on our show before.
Nice
yeah.
job,
she
Kevin.
She was kidnapped
yeah,
by him once before.
Yeah, we thought that she was
right,
enjoying
she was
chlorophyll
kidnapped.
That morning, but
right.
but yet she's here, I guess, on her own, or maybe. Is Ryan Kelly here? Is the home loan expert here? Oh, there he is.
There
oh,
he
boy.
Is.
Both wow. Stormy combatants are in wow. Hot Shots Dorset, Doug. This next segment's going to be unbelievable as we sign the contracts. They do this sometimes in the WWE where they'll come out and they'll sign the contract, and part of me thinks mm-hmm. it's something that the writers concoct to fill time.
Yeah.
That is, of course, not what's going on here. That is absolutely not what's going on here.
No.
This is an important part of really waiving all liability for our company.
That's what it's about.
That's actually
not
what
getting
this,
sued.
This is what this is about. Hey, we'll take a break. That closes out the BP credit card, 7 o'clock hour. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It's TMA Live presented by Bud Select tonight at Hot Shots on Dorset.